reason they have me introduce it that way, in other words, to share, what's occurring for me is we're all one. So this is like the times that we've expected, the times that we've looked forward to. Excuse me. Come here. Come here. So early in the morning to be doing that. Come here, buddy. The times that we have expected, the times that we have been looking forward to. And so this is really about our advancement. So what we mean by that is it's not about conducting life from our old vicinity, from our old stomping ground, from our old hesitation. When I say hesitation, what they mean by that is we're really introducing to ourselves a new playbook. So our enlightened awareness is in charge. You want to feel like you're being sponsored, you're being brokered, you're being handed a new vicinity. Like, just imagine you're at a hotel and they're like, oh, we have an upgrade for you. If you'll just hand me your room key, I'll put in the new alignment, I'll put in the new coding so that you can graduate. So we want to feel that we're traveling forward. We're not just following the old mind, the ego, just the old template. So that has really reached exhaustion if we haven't really figured that out. And so the world at one has been slumbering and is waking up to a new decision. So there's the old playbook that's like retiring, but it's still spinning its wheels. We are advancing into a new, alliance, a new quarters, new, placement, allowance, retrieval, handbook, symphony, orchestra, awakened truth. So we really want to feel ourselves, whatever feels right, easy to remember, angelic, a butterfly, a divine master, anything where you're taking yourselves lightly, where you're taking yourselves in your true symphony, where you're agreeing to your light, because this light is what's going to be conducting business in your behalf. It's this light that's bringing you to a new acquittal, a new placement, a new vocation, a new timeline. So as we will receive our highest endorsement. Our highest endorsement is what you're ready to plug into. Remember, you're leaving impoverished consciousness. This is the belief in separation. This is the belief that I left my divinity. So that's what we're leaving. We're dropping, we're eliminating, and we're stacking the deck in our good favor so that we respond to our loveliness. So when I say our loveliness, you want to feel light, you want to feel energy, you want to feel that you're moving into new circumstances of a vibrational endorsement. So energy, light, lighter, like relieving yourself of the past. When I'm sharing this and it's traveling through me, it's like the past is of no concern. He said, she said, you did. I answered this like whoever side I'm against, I'm dropping that energy of being against. I'm dropping that energy of guilt. I'm dropping that energy of warring. Because as long as there's friction, as long as there's judgment, as long as there's tension, it's the old endorsement. And it really doesn't matter who wins, you're vibrating to yesterday. So what we're attuning to is our new orchestration. This is, we're love. Everyone is love. Everyone is being supported in coming to a new altered state of reality that is ready for your receptivity. So it's not like, oh, I wonder when it's coming. It's here now. As we will consent, as we will at last report to our favorite station. So our favorite station is we're tuning into our highest broadcast, we're tuning into our light, and we're creating favorable adaptation. This means when I receive myself and on my alignment, I no longer need to look down. I no longer need to win the argument. I no longer need to have the argument. I no longer need to see anyone is wrong, including self. I just report to my light. And so as we self-endorse, as we move into the highest chamber of our truest station, this is what turns on our life. So in other words, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. I feel like I'm supposed to be speaking light language. I feel like I should have forgiven everyone already. Whatever it is, it's just like they're saying, it's just a lifestyle away. In other words, where we're addressing ourselves, where we're willing to receive ourselves. So you can't be arguing with darkness. You can't be arguing with yesterday and moving forward into your heavenly commitment. It's one or the other. It's like, wait, I want to finish the argument. Wait, I want to make sure that person's punished. It's like subject, object. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. So what we each are committing to is our new broad stroke reality. This is where we're creating our destiny. This is where we're aligning with that divine self that's already in that temple of true administration. So as we will receive our divine witnessing, this is coming in alignment with our I Am presence that's going to change our lives, because what we attune to, what we focus on, what we agree to, what we establish in our higher heart comes to a quickening realization. In other words, that's how we bring forth the manifestation of reality. So everything that we have been working through in terms of working through the shadow, and we're all moving through that shadow work. There's no exception. The reason we're doing this is so that we can stay committed to our light. So we're no longer abiding by that false self. As long as we see there to be a problem, we're not aligning with a solution. So as we will agree to the orchestration of loveliness, loveliness now has to do with our own self-endorsement. So they're asking each of us to receive ourselves in our light, to receive ourselves in our glory. So I just suddenly became this like aspect of Shekhmet, but I'm just all light. I'm just all light. So whatever is required. So for me, it's like apparently I need a little bit more of that warring energy, a little bit more of that stance to feel strong, to feel supported in my all-knowing witness. For someone else, you may have morphed and become Kuan Yin if you want to open up to the compassion. So trust what emerges. It doesn't mean that a goddess has to appear. You may have a symbol. You may just feel light. You just may feel like, wow, I just feel better being in peace. So whatever is your next commitment, whatever is your next turnstile, whatever is your next destination, allow that to appear with ease. Allow that to appear with ease. So we're leaving past time. We're leaving the old paradigm, the old paradigm of suffering. There are some that are still going to be committed to it. Everything's in divine order. And we're passing through into our new engagement. So remember when we've all been in mystery schools in antiquated years and times past, that we're drawing to us, when I said that, I just saw Wonder Woman. So we're drawing to us our able treasure. In other words, we're opening up to our great canvas, to our great all-knowing presence. So all of the spiritual gifts that we are here to unfold, to unravel, to witness, to demonstrate, to align with, this is where it starts getting good. But we must come into agreement with the willingness to pass through. You can't be engaged in the old and travel to the new. So as we will receive this diamond orchestration of bliss, when I said that, there's this dragon, and this dragon is this beautiful spiritual dragon, excuse me, and this blissful excitement. It's just like a shimmering energy, and it just looks like diamonds. And this is what's turning on our light. So my crown chakra, it's when I say mine, I'm everyone. We're all doing this together. So we're simultaneously agreeing to lift off. We're simultaneously agreeing and brokering our new administration. So this is where we're signaling our readiness and traveling with love. Traveling with love. So allow these energies to change your current lifestyle. To manage your witness. In other words, what you permit and allow to dawn upon the self. Our innocence, our holy pleasure. And remember, the witness, the one that knows, the one that sees all, is coming to adorn us. In other words, we're merging with our divine essence, our divine self, who we've always been, but we're returning our attention to, and allowing that graduated resemblance, exposure, love, attractiveness to bring us forth into our new reality. So when I shared that, I just felt us moving through this portal of, I'm going to call it new times, even though time is not really real, new exposure, new witness, receiving ourselves in bliss, and allow these energies to stir you in your new atmosphere, your new direction. Remember, everything is about attention, where we're placing our attention, where we're placing our consent, our consciousness, our focus, our agreement. And allow your fate to be sealed. In other words, allow it to be. When they say, and so it is. When they say, and so it is, you're claiming it to be so. You're commanding it. You're willing it. You're aligning your will with this new reality. Let us receive. Mwah. Beautiful, 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 beautiful.